produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come on.
Awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the
hide
rain.
Me from
has he ever covered
rain.
You? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is the Awesomely Amazing hostess, Devira. I am so happy to be here with you this evening. Happy New Year. We are just a few days into the new year. But again, Happy New Year. Hope all is well for everyone. We have an awesomely amazing guest this evening, my literary mentor, Dominique L. Watson. So I just want to bring her on right now. Usually I would do an introduction, Dominique, but I just want to bring you on right now. We're going to get to talking about all that you do, all that you have to offer to the literary world. And I'm just going to let you kind of tell our guests about what you want to talk about. So welcome.
Well, thank you. A little bit about me. I am a literary mentor. I've been in business since 2014. I've been in the business since, 2005. Started my business because when I first started writing, I couldn't find anybody who offered the services that I needed. You know, I had questions after questions about publishing and writing, editing, and all of that, and I couldn't find anyone to do it or who would help me, should I say. And so I just, you know, decided to start my own business. So I have Diamond Empress Publications, which is my business for literary mentoring, and the home for all of the 20 books, yes, 20, that I have published. And I just launched my women's empowerment called She is the Brand, where we empower not only women in business, but just women in their lives and just advancing in their lives, their careers, just trying to step into their season and step into their truth. So that's, you know, a little bit about me. That's what I have going on.
Okay, so you said a lot, so we're going to go back and dissect some things.
Right.
20 books. How did you know that you wanted to be a writer? Like, with book one, tell us a little bit about book one.
Well, I didn't know I wanted to be a writer. I had recently lost my brother, and I had some things that I just wanted to write and kind of get off my chest. And so it's kind of how a lot of people start writing. They got some things they want to say, and they just want to put this one book out. So I put that one book out, and then it kind of turned into 20 books. But my first book was a nonfiction inspirational book. But I knew I always wanted to tell stories. So it took me probably my fourth or fifth book to actually get into stories. So it wasn't something that I wanted to do. It just is something that kind of happened, and then I kind of fell in love with it, and I fell in love with the industry, and I never let go of it. I kept going.
Wow. Now, I know that you offer many services to writers and authors in the literary industry. And I remember how I think we first connected. I took one of your courses, and I was at a point where I was like, okay, my writing, it was good, but I just kind of felt like it had just kind of dried up so I used that metaphor because the course got my literary juices flowing again, and I was like, whoa. And so after that, I was just like, okay, I got to stay connected with Dominique because just from taking that course, it took me to another level that right. I wasn't even expecting to go to. So then I said, well, I need her help as a literary mentor. And so I just want you to talk with our listeners about what it is to be a literary mentor for you. And what that means for writers, like what can they expect if they hire you as their literary mentor?
Well, one thing about me is that I have the heart of giving, and that's kind of what's kept me in business for so long, and it's why I do it. You know, we have so many different things that we get into because we're trying to make money. And granted, you know, we get into these businesses or these ventures, and we're like, we want to make some dollars, of course. But I do it because I bring people to a place that they never thought that they could reach. And that is just so fulfilling for me. Every time I get involved with a client, or even if I don't know how they may have heard about me, or maybe social media, or someone referred me, or whatever, when we get, because they're nervous, you know, initially they are nervous to get with me, because they're like, I'm going to pay her a bunch of money. How do I know that she's going to do what she says she's doing, you know? And so they're nervous. And so once they get, you know, involved with me, and we're maybe like, I would say maybe like the first week or two in, they're just so reassured, because I take people's careers into the palm of my hand. I don't let you slack. If I don't hear from you, that's a problem, which, you know, I will hunt you down, like, what's going on? You know, you're paying me to do this for you. Come on now, let's do what it is that you need to do. So I hold my clients accountable. You're going to get your money's worth with me. And at the end of the day, it's not even going to be about the money. It's going to be about what you have attained, what you have received by hiring me. So I just take my clients', you know, careers into the palm of my hands, and I make it my own. You know, I remember what it was like when I first started writing, and I had all these millions of questions of how to publish and how to write this and how to do this. I mean, you absolutely know nothing, but you want somebody to care enough to say, hey, I was there before, let me help you. So I just take myself back there with every single client, and I help them in that way, you know. And I'll get clients who will come to me with questions, and they're like, oh, that's probably a stupid question, or I know I shouldn't ask this, but, and I'm like, absolutely not. Ask away. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. So I do it. I mean, you know, yes, I love to make money, but I do it because I love what I do. And I could do it over and over and over and over and over again. It's just so fulfilling. And I love to just, you know, help people attain those dreams that, you know, things they never thought that they could do, which is to write a book. And then, too, you know, I deal with clients who have already published books, who they jump in head first, and then they find themselves drowning, and they're like, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? Okay, let me stop. Let me go back to the drawing board. So I kind of just get them back on track with whatever it is that they're trying to do, and get them refocused, And then we get a goal going, and then we focus on that, and I just guide them through that. So it just depends on their where they are in their careers on how I'm going to help them. But, you know, please believe I'm going to help you, and I'm going to get you right to where you need to be. You're going to get your money's worth for sure. So that's what
for
I
sure.
do. Yes, and, for sure.
And you deliver every time. It's not like a hit or miss. You deliver every time. And I can speak to that from a personal aspect. I remember back in the summertime when you inboxed me and you told me, hey, I'm still doing literary mentoring. I was on vacation. I had literally in my mind just said, hey, I'm done with this writing thing. You know, I got some other stuff in the fire. I'm just going to roll with that. And
right.
I had just told myself, you know, I'm done with writing. I don't want to write no more. And my good friend was like, oh, so you don't write anymore. And it was kind of like antagonistic. And I was like, no, I don't write no more. You know, real cocky with it, too. And then it was like within hours, like I got your inbox. And I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, well, let me think about it. You know, and I was still kind of like arrogant in my mind. And I don't know who I was mad at. And I think, when God gives you a gift, you can't walk away from your gift.
Right.
And so I think I was, you know, I don't know who I was mad at, but I think I was, you know, like kind of like having one of those little Jeremiah moments, like I'm
right.
not writing no more or whatever.
Right.
You know, I got these other gifts over here. And then I look at it like God, you know, I guess he could come down and tap you on the shoulder, but I would have been freaked out. So he uses people in the earth to kind of get you back where you need to be. And so I look at that moment as you, like me and my literary angel at that moment, like coming in and tapping me like, you know, hey, this is what I do, you know. And it was just like, it all just kind of, I was like, okay, well, because we're in the summer and you're ready going to spring and school year. So I was like, let me give myself about 30 days into this school year before I pick up this project. And I know we started at the end of August, and by the end of November, my baby was done. I mean, we worked together on another project, and I think that was like 4 months. But this time, this was like 3 months, and my baby was done, complete. And I love the way your literary mentoring style, your teaching style, is like, I'm going to give you a pattern. I'm going to show you what to do, but I'm not going to do it. You're going to do the work. I mean, and it's like, by the time I'm rolling so deep into work, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I'm really working. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't even feel like work because of the way that you just kind of structure and set things up for your clients.
Right.
So, like, what's been some of your highlights in your literary career that you just, like, kind of sit back and like, wow, I did that?
Oh, gosh. I think the fact that I'm going to say the number one thing is my longevity, because there's so many people who get into, you know, they'll become authors, and then they'll say, well, I want to start a service. I want to, you know, provide a service or whatnot. And they'll start to do that, but then they kind of fall off. And I have been consistent since 2014. I have not really shied away or said, I'm not doing this anymore, or, you know, just, you know, I have been consistent with DMP all of this time. And then I just continue to get better and better with finding different ways to help my clients. I listen to you guys, you know, tell me what it is that you need, you know, so then that helps me, you know what I can do better for you guys. I think one highlight, and this was recent, I'm big on, you know, learning. I don't care how successful you get in your industry, you always need to learn. And so I'm always taking courses, or I'm reading books, or doing like business workshops or something. And the person who was teaching the course said something to the fact that you're supposed to be the go-to in your industry. And I was like, wow, that's huge, you know, to be the go-to in your industry. And so I had someone come into my inbox on a messenger, And they said to me, you know, hey, you know, I'm inquiring about your services. I was speaking to someone, and they told me you're the go-to in the industry. It took me a while to respond to that person because I was like, what? You know, not that I'm questioning it because, yeah, I'm the go-to. You know, I believe I'm the go-to. But to hear somebody else say that was like a highlight for me. And it's like you've reached that point where other people are seeing what you already know. And so that's huge for me. That happened probably like two, maybe 3 months ago. And I'll hold on to that for a while because just to know that other people feel what I already know, because I could tell, you know, other people all day long how I am, but for other people to know that and then to come back and say it from someone else that I don't know and to know that people are saying this about me, that just it just makes me feel good. It makes me feel real good.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we're probably going to be running out of time here, so there's two things that I need you to talk about. I need you to talk about the Do It Afraid. I told the listeners about you at the end of 2019 and your Do It Afraid mantra. But I want you to speak to it because it always comes better from the person who can speak to it firsthand. So I want you to talk about Do It Afraid. Then I want you to talk about Diamond Empress Publications, Writers Elite Group, and how our listeners can contact you and stay in touch with you on social media.
Okay. Well, the Do It Afraid, I didn't really even come up with that. It's just kind of some of the things that I've been through over the, I would say, the last year. I am big on checking God's receipts. You know, when things happen to us in life, our initial reaction is to panic. And I've always been like that. I would always panic. Something happens, I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to fix that? So I would panic, and I would panic in place. But I taught myself over time that, okay, first of all, you have to check God's receipts. Meaning, what has he done before? He's taken you out of so many other things in the past. Why would he not take you out of this? And if you know that, then why are you stalling in place in fear? You have to continue to move, which means you have to do it afraid. I don't care what it is that you're facing or what it is that you're going through. You have to do it afraid. You cannot be paralyzed in place and just not move. Even if you are trembling at the knees, you're sweating, your palms are sweating, you can't get your voice, your mouth is dry, it doesn't matter what it is that you have to do, you have to see it through because the devil is going to use that against you. He's going to use whatever your weakness is. So you need to do it afraid. It doesn't matter what it is. Even when you do, or you are faced with something, the very first thing that you need to have in your mind or at least try to get into a pattern of doing is, okay, I'm going to have to do it afraid. Now, you should embrace your fear and say, yes, I'm afraid. That scares me, but it doesn't scare me enough to look away from it. I'm scared, yes. I am going to do it afraid. I'm going to look that fear in the eye, and I'm going to walk and walk and walk towards it until I have went through it, and then I can turn back around and look at it from the past and say, I did that afraid. So check God's receipts. When you can do that, you get a sense of strength. You get a sense of strength when you can look at his receipts and say, you know what? Yeah, he took me through that. Oh, my goodness, I remember a year ago when I was feeling this way and I was feeling that way. Look what he has brought me through. That little bit right there, I mean, the Bible says, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed. If you can have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can get through anything. But you have to do it afraid. You have to take one step in front of the other and continue to do it and go through whatever it is that you're going through. Because the storm is not that bad. It's never as bad as it seems. You know what I mean? So we just have
absolutely
to be afraid. And I trust and believe in that. And I check his receipts. And even still, now that, you know, I know how to do it afraid and all that, I still, you know, when something comes to me, I will still have that initial panic, but it doesn't last long. It doesn't last long at all. I pull myself out of so many things, and I'm like, all right, I'm good. On to the next. And so then I found myself doing it afraid over and over again. And I found out, oh, man, I was petrified, but look, I got through that. So I just I think we all just need to just come to a place where we, you know, check God's receipts. Check his receipts. Check his credentials. What has he done for you lately? And do it afraid. Just do it afraid. So I hold on to that with every every part of my life, my business life, my life as a mother, my life as a woman, you know, sister, friend, everything in my finances, do it afraid. He'll never steal you wrong. He'll never give you more than you can handle.
Yeah, so I absolutely believe that.
Yes. And so with Diamond Empress Elite, I started Diamond Empress Elite, oh my gosh, maybe 2.5 years ago. I always wanted to write to create a writers association for writers, for my clients, because I get a lot of people who have these big dreams, but we don't always have the money to fulfill these big dreams. And so I wanted to create a community of literary professionals, authors, and writers to come together to be of resource to each other. But not only be of resource to each other, but to be each other's team. We've got to get into an arena. We've got to get into a habit of supporting each other. There's so much food at the top for us all to eat. So we've got to stop, you know, belittling each other, not supporting each other because we feel like they're going to outshine us. We got to stop that. And we got to start being each other's team and support each other. And so this was something that I created so that I could just get that atmosphere going for, you know, and it goes back to me starting Diamond Empress Publications because, you know, you don't always have people who are really going to help you and give you the support that you need or give you the resources and stuff that you need. So I wanted to create a writers association for my clients, but not necessarily people who actually hire me. But, you know, I wanted to expand all of that. But just, you know, my clients are the ones who inspired me to start the Writers Association and just give people the support and the team-like support that they needed on a regular basis, a place where they can go and be comfortable. And then our industry, too, is so full of drama and all this crazy stuff that's going on around us. I want to be free of that. And I want, mm-hmm. you know, writers and authors to, you know, be free to just come to this community and get the resources that they need, get the support that they need. You know, hey, my sister, my brother, whomever is promoting this book, they're releasing this book. You know, yes, we write in the same genre, but their book's different from mine. I'm supporting them. I want you to support them as well. So that was the reason why I created Diamond Empress Elite. And if anybody's interested in Diamond Empress Elite, you can go to DiamondEmpressPublications.com, and it's there all on the website. You can go into the navigation as well. I'm promoting it all over my social media websites for you to get information. Or you could just simply inbox me and ask whatever questions that you have. So we are taking membership right now, and then I can send links and all that other stuff to get the information that they need. So. But, yeah, that's the reason why I started it.
Now, Dominique, tell them how they can find you on social media.
Okay. I am on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. For my She Is The Brand, it is just at She Is The Brand on Facebook. On Twitter, it is _ She Is The Brand and at Diamond Empress or DMP Lit. Either one of those. And on Instagram, I am she.is.the.brand. And then Diamond Empress is just Diamond Empress on Instagram.
All right. I want to thank you again for being here, taking time out of your schedule to be here on Awesomely Amazing. And you know what? You have a challenge going on. Let's talk about the 30-day challenge real quick, and then we're going to end the show. But for those who are writing, maybe they may need some help with character development. So you have a 30-day challenge going, right?
I do. I do have a workshop going. It's called the 30-Day Character Development Challenge. That's one of my favorite things to do. And I'm so glad you brought that up because I had somebody read one of my books recently, and they just highlighted how well of a job I did on character development. That's just so fun to me because I feel like when you're writing fiction, you're actually creating real people. And so I came up with the 30-day character development challenge to just kind of something that was fun to help authors and writers create, you know, characters that turn into real people because, you know, like I said, that, you know, they are. So it is a 30-day challenge. It's a workshop, and it is on my website on DiamondEmpressPublications.com for you to sign up. I am going to keep it open for the remainder of the weekend, and then I'm going to close it because, you know, I normally only give people about a week or maybe 5 days to sign up. Sometimes people miss things. And I do have another workshop coming up, which is new, and it's coming in February, and it's the writing coach workshop, where it kind of mimics the creative writing workshop, but we go into a little bit more detail with some of the common mistakes that writers make. Even if you've been writing for a long time, I've had clients come to me and I get a lot of their work, and you can just see a lot of mistakes that they make when it comes to showing instead of telling, or showing time, character development, settings, and things of that nature. So we talk about all of those things, and it's for 7 weeks. And I want to say it's for either the first or the second week in February. But, again, that is on my website, too. And that is called the Writing Coach Workshop.
Awesome. Awesome. Dominique, again, I want to thank you for being on Awesomely Amazing. You have been our first guest of the year. So I want to thank you for being here with us starting 2020 off right. And, listeners, make sure you visit Dominique L. Watson. Make sure you go to her website and go to her pages that she's talked about, and definitely pick up a book or two or more.
Thank you.
You know,
yes.
Gift them, you know, because maybe you may not be a reader. Hopefully you are. But I'm sure you know somebody who loves to read, and so her books are amazing. So once again, Happy New Year to everybody, and we want you to continue to have an awesomely amazing evening and carry it on into the week. Thank you so much again for being here with us, Dominique, and we're going to say good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole Gates.
It's Travel Thursday, and thank you for tuning in to Travel Uncorked. Today, we're going to tackle a very simple subject. So you think you want to travel? Well, why not? Everyone should be excited about traveling, taking a trip somewhere. I don't care if it's a weekend trip, if it's a 7-day trip, if it's a 14-day expedition. Just do it. So I know when I talk about travel, and I am absolutely passionate about travel. I love to travel. My daughters love to travel. We do it on a very regular basis. And as a travel agent, I really try to encourage and really pump up people about travel, because it really does expand your horizons. And I know a couple of things I've heard in the past. You know, I don't think I can afford it. I have too many commitments at home. I don't have anybody to travel with me. Well, I'm scared. Well, guess what? Today we are throwing away all of those excuses. And we're going to think about traveling more often. None of those things should hold you back. I dare you today to dream again. Start daydreaming about the places that you want to go and let us help you get there. Every other week, we'll be bringing you topics, different destinations, different means of travel to help you make decisions and to change your life about travel. And we want you to get uncorked. Let your hair down and just enjoy and celebrate life. So, a couple of things I want to just share with you, and I hope if you have time, you're able to take a few notes or you're just able to listen and just apply this to your daydreaming process about traveling. So number one, we want you to think about stop buying things that you don't need. Oftentimes we overspend, we buy things, they may be collecting dust at the house. Lord knows I've done this myself. But now I think my greatest thing is to be able to just save money and have money to travel. Absolutely love being able to purchase the airline ticket. I watch the airline sales to see what's happening just across the world so I can pick a new destination to go visit and explore. So stop buying things you don't need. Typically, you can kind of guesstimate spending about $30 per day. So if that helps you put together a budget or a plan for your travel, consider about $30 per day. Oftentimes we hear people tell us, hey, you know, you need to have an emergency fund. Well, I'm going to encourage you today to not only have that emergency fund, but how about an opportunity fund? An opportunity fund can be for your daydream, for your travel, for what whatever it is that you want to do in regards to traveling the world, put some money up for it. Create an opportunity fund. $30 a day will just about do it. And yes, you can make that happen. In the weeks upcoming, I will show you exactly how you can do that. Number two, stop listening to what society tells you. Graduate college, find a job, build a career, get married, have kids, work until you're 60, retire, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll have enough time to travel the world, provided you're in good shape. I'm 47 years old, and I'm happy to say I am retired. I love traveling. I decided to become a travel agent probably right before I decided that I was going to retire. I planned for this 2 years out. I planned for this day. Super excited just to be able to share some of those tips with you. You'll be hearing a little bit more about that, how I was able to do that. And yes, you can do it too. Don't think it is impossible. The idea is that we want you to be able to travel, live life uncorked, enjoy life, celebrate life, while you can. Nobody really wants to do it after they've worked all of these years on a job. They're tired, may not be in the best health, may not be in the best condition. Enjoy it while you can. And yes, it is possible. It is. You don't have to follow the status quo. Stop dreaming about it and let's start planning it. Start planning it. If you plan ahead of time with travel, you can go to some of the most amazing places. I can't wait to share the most extraordinary experience I had just a week ago. I actually had an opportunity to go to Cabo. And while I was there, I did some whale watching. And I'm going to share a little bit about that excursion and being able to do that, how exhilarating that was. It was absolutely amazing. Didn't cost me a whole lot of money, but you can, again, do those small excursions, those small trips that may just take a weekend of your time and make some really awesome memories. It's all about it. That's what we're all about. So I know some of you out there probably read travel blogs. You're probably reading guidebooks. You're just dreaming about that special place, that destination that you want to go to. Well, you are closer than you think. And my desire is that this show will help you kind of plan it out a little bit more and get you ready to travel. You don't have to necessarily have a book. We are going to make some things happen. I'm going to be bringing some experts in the field to the show that will tell you about specials that they may have with certain cruise lines and certain resorts and certain Airbnbs. There are a lot of wonderful things out there right now. But I challenge you. I do. I'm going to present a challenge today. I want you to stop keeping your travel desires a secret. Start sharing it with people. Because one thing I do know is that when you talk about the things that you want to do, you will hold yourself accountable for those things. You, whether it's conscious or unconscious, you do hold yourself accountable to make it happen. Start telling people about it. People want to hear about those things that you want to do. And if you're excited about it and they're excited about it, they're probably going to come back and circle around and ask you about it. Hey, have you planned that trip to, you know, Jamaica or wherever it is that you desire to go to or whatever it is you desire to do? People will ask about it. And I think it holds us accountable. Put together a travel calendar. Why not? Hang it on the wall. Use it like a vision board. Put the destinations that you want to go to and let's start making it happen. Set Google Alerts on your computer, on your phone for flights. Start looking at what it will actually cost you to get to that destination. Then look at things to do in that area. There's a lot of things that we can do ahead of time to prepare for that trip. And that trip may not even be for a year off. But guess what? You can start putting money away. You can start looking at places to go, things to do, things to see while you're there. Make it happen. I've heard of people doing travel vision boards. That's an idea as well. Consider doing a travel vision board. Put it up on your wall, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your mirror, or wherever it is that you know that you will look at it, make that thing happen. When you see it, you believe it. And there is nothing like seeing it and making it happen. I want to encourage people to stop being afraid. Don't be afraid to get out there and travel. You know, I know a lot of times we turn on the news and we see things on the news that really discourage us from traveling. We hear about wars in certain areas. You know, try to get to know the destination that you are going to. And that's why I think it's so important that I bring some experts from the field who are actually working in those areas. People like our Jamaica Tourist Board, who will share some destinations, some wonderful festivals that happen in Jamaica, things like that. I think that is important. And I think that's something that you will definitely want to tune in and hear about. But, you know, stay away from all the craziness that we see on social media. We see a lot on the TV. If you always hold yourself back because of those things, you will never travel. Things happen in our own cities, but it shouldn't really stop us from traveling. I absolutely love, love, love going to Mexico. I just came back from Cabo. I have friends that go to Cozumel on a pretty regular basis. It's a pretty common area. Cancun and different places like that. But, you know, recently in the news, they had all kinds of stories about tourists and things that were happening in Mexico. But they did what they did not tell a lot of people. Where these people were off the beaten path. They were not in the tourist area. So it kind of scared some people. I had a lot of people ask questions about that. And sometimes, you know, when you're unfamiliar with an area, you don't know. So, you know, it will tend to scare us off. But I just really want to encourage you, don't be afraid. You know, there are a lot of beautiful places out there that you can go and you can see. And it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of time. And it doesn't have to cost you a whole lot of money. But I really encourage you just to get out and explore. So stop wondering what it could be like. and get out there and experience it for yourself. There's so much to see in this world. And you know, the cool part about this is Finding My Way Network, which this radio show is aired on, is a radio show that is across the world. There are people from every walk of life that has a show. Wouldn't it be so awesome for all of us to get together and be able to explore some of the areas where Finding My Way Network is aired? I know we have stations in Africa. How awesome would that be to take a trip to Ghana and do some things there? A lot of good things are happening all across the world. Don't get left out. Don't get left out. We want you to live life uncorked and travel. How can I do that? Again, a couple of things you want to do. You want to first create that opportunity fund. Think about that. Start putting a little bit of money away. And yes, I don't care how much money you make. Yes, you can save for a trip. Put up $5, put up $10, put up $30, a little bit here, a little bit there. It will all add up. Don't limit yourself. $30 a day can almost get you anywhere that you want to go. Start making it happen. And then don't forget, that circle of friends that you have, start telling them where you want to go. Start looking it up. Cut out pictures. Make a vision board. Put them on the refrigerator. Put them on your mirror. Put them somewhere where they're visible and you can see it, and tell people about it. Tell them how passionate you are about going to that destination. You absolutely never know what opportunities are out there if you never share it with anyone. And don't feel like, again, that you have to wait until you are 60 years old, you're retired, you've done everything that you thought life has told you to do to travel. You can travel right now. For a student in college, I know sometimes funds are limited. Look for opportunities on the college campus to study abroad, opportunities that will allow you to maybe just take a weekend trip, spring break, anything to get out of the area that you are in, out of your comfort zone, and to see somewhere very different from where we live. Travel on to make travel possible and how you too can live life uncorked. On our next show, we're going to talk about cruises and why cruising can sometimes be the best way for your pocketbooks, the best way for you to travel, the best way for you to see some of those dynamic destinations that I was just talking about. Wonderful excursions, all-inclusive food. Some have all-inclusive drinks for those of you that drink. Cruising can be absolutely wonderful for the right traveler. May not be for everybody, and I'm not saying that it is, but we'll also bring in the upcoming weeks some information about all-inclusive resorts versus just regular resorts that are not all-inclusive. Solo travel. Some people are really afraid to travel by themselves. I travel so much by myself. It's just second nature to me. And then we'll talk about some of the top destinations, some of the places that are trending right now, some places that are a secret that people have never even considered visiting until just recently. And these are some wonders of the world. I'm talking about some really fabulous destinations that have some really cool things to do. I get super excited when I talk about travel. Where do you want to go this year? It's 2019. It's early in the year. You still have time to plan a wonderful destination. And I just want to share with you my 2019 calendar actually consists of Cabo and Punta Cana, Cancun, Nassau, Cozumel, Negril, Montego Bay, Aruba, Grand Turks, Turks and Caicos. I have a list of places that I will be attending. And all the places I just named, I already have my airline tickets. Yes, I took advantage of all the Black Friday sales, all the President's Day sales with travel, every holiday. And this is some cool little tips. I'm just give you just a little sneak peek of some things that we'll be talking about. Every holiday, and most people don't know this, but every holiday, airlines have wonderful sales. Different destinations, cruise ships have sales. They have sales just because. You just have to be in the loop, and we're going to help you get in the loop and be able to travel and travel uncorked. No worries. You can let your hair down and just have the time of your life. I'm super excited about this. So tell me, what's some places you want to go? I would love to hear from you. I am on Facebook. You can find me under Gates Uncorked Travel and Tours. Send me a message. Shoot me a message of some places that you would love for me to talk about on the radio show. I'm happy to share. I'm happy to get an expert from that particular area to come onto the show and talk about all that they have to offer. There is so much out there. I'm a foodie, so when I go on trips, I love to have the cuisine in the area that I'm in. I want to try something different. I'm a wine connoisseur, a wine enthusiast, I like to say. And so I like to try the wines in that area. I would love to go to a winery if it's available just to see how wine is made in different areas. So think about those things. What are the things that you are passionate about? What things do you want to see when you travel? What things do you want to experience when you travel? And if you don't know, now is the time. I give you permission to dream. Dream about that perfect vacation, that perfect destination. Wouldn't it be so awesome? Wouldn't it be so awesome to get one of those trips on the books for 2019? I don't care if you just book one trip this year. You owe it to yourself to live life uncorked. Tune in 2 weeks. I'll be back and we'll be talking cruises. And oh my gosh, did you know? There's over 140 different cruise lines. So I'm going to bring you my top 10 on next week. I'm going to bring you my top 10 on the next show. Make sure you tune in. And until then, dream, daydream about that destination that you want to go to. And remember to live life uncorked. I'm your show host, Nicole Gates. Until next time, let's take flight.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.